Governor Lawrence on 2190.
All right, you buzzed me just now?
Yes, sir, I did.
Come on then, honey. Dave.
Hello.
Hey, Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, Mr.
Dave, we got some problems I want to talk to you about. First, we're going to have to close Boston, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco Navy Yards. Secretary of Defense says he studied all of them, and he cannot honestly spend one federal dollar on any of them. But stuff's running out of our ears, and he'll give everybody that works at them a job, but we cannot talk about savings and just run Navy Yards for the benefit of politicians, that we just got to cut them out. And he's got a big one in Texas, the Army Depot at Fort Worth, and a big one in Arkansas, and a big one in Georgia. And he's got a list of installations he says ought to be closed out. I put him over the weekend, Saturday. Now, I've talked to John McCormick. He says it'll humiliate him, but he'll have to go along. He can't ask him to spend money that's not justified. I talked to the Brooklyn boys. They don't like it, but they don't know what else they can do. I haven't talked to Bill Green. I thought I'd better talk to you. And I'm calling Pat Brown now. I think I ought to touch base before it happens. But they save about $125 million. He says he'll offer every employee a job doing something else. But that he just can't justify $1 in his conscience for these operations that are not needed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we have to go along.
That's what I see.
Sure.
Now, I thought, what should I do, call Bill Green?
Yeah, I think I'd call Bill.
Now, I heard a little disturbing thing yesterday. I don't know how much clipping's going on around down here, but Alsop tells one of my men that one of the insiders tells him that Johnson couldn't possibly carry Pennsylvania.
Well, they don't know what he talked about.
Yeah, I don't believe Bill Green said that, do you?
No. No.
You want to find out if he did?
Oh, Alsop said he said it?
Alsop says.
Well,
Wait a minute. Shut up. Did Alsop say that Bill Green told him that? And he don't know who the reliable source.
No, a very reliable source. One of the boys in the old days here was telling him there's been a little feeling going on. That's what I wanted to talk to you about the other day among some of the boys around here, all of whom I want to stay on kept, that Johnson wouldn't run quite as well as maybe Bobby or somebody else. And I think that one of the stories yesterday in Evans's column, did you see it?
No, I hadn't seen it.
Well, he's very much, he was kind of a social line.
Yeah, that's right.
And he says that Dick Daley and that Bill Green and that Governor Lawrence and some of the rest of them are not quite as enthusiastic about Johnson as they might be, and therefore they might have to think otherwise. Now, I think you ought to talk to Dick Daley, and you ought to talk to three or four of them, and then you ought to tell Mr. Evans and tell the rest of them that, by God, that we're in better shape than we've ever been. We're not in worse shape. The Jews have been for me before they were anybody else. I'm the leader in the civil rights thing with all the Negroes, and every one of them has said so, and they come out of here.
Sure.
The labor unions were throwing their hats through the cabinet room the other day when I finished with them, and Meany and Ruther and all of them said so.
Sure.
And we got a better chance in the South than we've ever had before, so what are we?
That's right.
What are we?
Oh, well,
we're not going to let a few columnists
that's right.
Create don't, an
don't,
image here.
Don't let them. That goddamned Alsop came up to me in the primaries 4 years ago, and I bawled him out in Sam Rayburn's office about 2 weeks later. Everything was strictly off the record. Now, this is off the record just for background. Then the son of a bitch came down here and wrote a column that I said that I was for Symington. I mean, he's dishonest. And the other fellow's a snob.
Yeah.
And
well.
Now, Jessica, my secretary just passed me a note here. Ms. Tyler called. That's Bill Green's secretary. Bill Green is in grave condition, operated on last night.
Mm.
Gosh, he was in New York. We were there for the Pennsylvania Society dinner. I didn't see him, but he left before the dinner started, said he was sick.
Well,
that's bad.
Where is he?
Well, he'd be in Philadelphia, I guess.
Do you have any idea what hospital?
No. I'll find out and I'll let you.
Let me know so I can call up to talk to whoever. Who should I talk to?
Well, Miss Tyler's his secretary here. She knows everything about him.
I express my sympathy to? His wife up there?
Mrs. Green, yes.
Is she in Philadelphia? Does she live there?
Yes.
She doesn't come down here to Washington?
No, no. He commutes back and forth.
All right.
Well, you, get
you
on
check
something.
These other things. I just won't turn this kind of stuff over to you, Dave. Mr. Rayburn's not here, and you're the wisest man I got around me. So you just check that, and then you call in some of these folks and start leaking to them what good shape we're in instead of what bad shape.
Well, and that is true. I would be telling them the truth. I'm going to Chicago Wednesday to speak, and I'll phone Daly, make sure I see him.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.